The Massachusetts Attorney General is looking for the cause of hundreds of water leaks found in the underground tunnels of Boston's massive interstate highway project known as the Big Dig. This after a new report from an independent engineering consultant shows that several of the defects in the tunnel's wall panels were ignored when they were first built in the 1990s. From member station WBUR in Boston, Audie Cornish reports.
Dump trucks are still running gravel and construction cranes are still working 15 years and $15 billion after the country's largest ever highway construction project began. The project aimed to smooth the commute through Boston by putting several miles of Interstate 93 underground. While crews put the finishing touches on the Big Dig, officials were recently shocked to learn that the main tunnel has sprung a leak. In fact, it sprung several hundred, and those leaks have drawn the attention of State Attorney General Tom Riley.
This was supposed to be a finished product that was delivered, and the company was hired to do a job. The people of Massachusetts, in fact, the people of the United States who paid for this expected to get what they paid for, and certainly they didn't expect to get a tunnel that leaked. I mean, you know, that's not a small thing.
State Turnpike Authority officials say the highway and tunnel system is safe and structurally sound. But minor defects sprinkled throughout the tunnel's walls are dumping millions more gallons of water into the tunnel than its drainage system is designed to handle. 2 months ago, one of these leaks burst through the tunnel wall, causing an 8-inch hole to gush water into rush hour traffic. This flood created a 10-mile traffic backup. As a result, the tunnel's walls and the project construction records have come under intense scrutiny. Turnpike Authority Chairman Matthew Amarello.
That this particular slurry wall is not the quality we were promised by the contractor, nor of the quality we expected. While some water seepage and small leaks are inevitable when dealing with tunnels, there should be no breaches of the kind that we suffered in September. It is simply unacceptable.
According to independent consultants, construction engineers noted the clay, sand, and other debris currently contributing to the leaks back in 1999. But there is no sign that principal contractor Bechtel Parsons Brinckerhoff or its subcontractor, Modern Continental, reported the defects or tried to correct them, according to the report. Executives at Modern Continental released a written statement defending their work on the project. Calls to Bechtel were not returned. Engineering consultant and author of the report, George Tamaro, describes the problem as unfortunate but not disastrous.
I don't know that they were sensitive to the magnitude of the problem they were creating. So, you know, it's been my experience that when you encounter a problem in the execution of the work, fix it then. When you're still at street level, it's an awful lot easier. And that step didn't appear to take place.
Turnpike Authority board member Jordan Levy says he is determined to ensure the mistakes are corrected, and he says it will be the contractors, not the taxpayers, who will cover the cost of repairs.
We're going to hold the people responsible. We're not going to get scapegoats. We're not going to find some political answer here, and we're not going to point fingers. We're just going to hold people responsible for what they were hired to do for a change, and that's going to be unique in Massachusetts.
Consultants say the leaks in the project, already marked by billions of dollars in cost overruns, could take up to 10 years to uncover and repair. For NPR News, I'm Audie Cornish in Boston.